Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens. Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. Good Monday, Danny and Steve. Hope you guys are well. Guys, I don't know about you, but in my neighborhood and just pretty much anywhere I'm driving right now, I feel like there are the same amount of houses that already have their Christmas stuff up than don't have their Christmas stuff up.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So, like, let's just say you're looking at 10 houses in your development. How many are development in your neighborhood? How many have lights up?
Almost half, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah, and driving to work, it's like I can see Christmas trees in the windows of all these places. I'm like, what are we doing? And we get a real Christmas tree every year. You know, we go cut one down somewhere. I'm like, these people and these fake Christmas trees, I mean, I'm kind of almost feeling a little inspired to get a fake one now.
Once you go fake, you never go back. I'm telling you, man, it is so nice to not have to even worry about it.
And then you can set it up early and keep it up late.
Yeah, I feel, and every time, you know, what's funny is every time I go to like the store and I see like the white Christmas tree with like the black ornaments, I feel like I'm in Charlie Brown and like in all the fake light. And I'm like, yeah, but I want that one.
Yes, it's so emo.
I don't care about the real Douglas fir.
Sid was a big real Christmas, like when we first started hanging out, and she's like, oh, I love real Christmas trees. Because I take it back, because at one point I had fake ones and I went to real ones.
Oh, look at you.
Sid really wanted a real one until spiders started coming out of that tree.
Nope.
And then it was like after a couple of years, it was fine. And then one time we must have had a tree that was just like there must have been like a spider's nest in there or something. Because it was just like every day there was like something new popping out. And she's like, I am never getting a fake tree, a real tree again. I know. What are we doing?
Fake, real, and popping out. I get it. Okay.
Yes, breasts.
And spider,
we're talking about
infestations.
Breasts. That they say breast implants usually bring the spiders, right?
Oh, God.
It's so bad. Anyway, I think we have one house. As I was leaving this morning, I noticed it. One house has their Christmas lights up.
It's happening.
See, another one does, but that doesn't count. They have like the permanent lights, which I wish I had, where it changes whatever season it is. So right now they've switched it to the Christmas colors.
Oh, I was like, is anybody switching it to the Thanksgiving colors or poor Thanksgiving?
That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Like what, brown and orange do they have?
Yeah. Maybe a little yellow.
You know what? Let's just switch to Christmas.
Let's get into the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. And today, I have a good question for you guys. It's National Unfriend Day.
Yeah.
Now, in the past, we've talked about when we've decided to unfriend somebody. But how about, let's flip the script. Do you know of a time where somebody has unfriended you?
No, I don't think I'm sure it's happened. I just don't think I paid close enough attention. Have you noticed it?
Oh, yeah. I don't typically pay attention either, but I started noticing there's somebody in my family who's not, like, born into our family by marriage, but still very close. I started noticing that they weren't popping up on my social media feed, and they used to pop up all the time. And their husband would always pop up, tag that person, and I would see them all the time. I noticed that the husband was still posting pictures of them together, but there was no tag. I'm like, well, that's interesting. So then I click on their page. I can't click on their page because it doesn't exist. So then, of course, I have my work account. So I go on my work account, type in their name, and their account still exists.
Oh.
They just completely unfriended and blocked me.
Wow.
And it's hilarious.
What did you do?
I don't know. And I want to ask their husband because that person's in my family, but I don't want to make it weird for him.
Oh, my gosh.
It's pretty amazing.
Fun times.
What's not fun times is your Seattle Seahawks.
No.
Sam Darnold. Oh, my goodness. Okay, you know what? Get the bad game out of the way before the end of the season. 4 interceptions, lose to the Rams. Now we're in second. They lost 21-19. That's the craziest part. Lost by 2 points. And you had 4 interceptions. That's a testament to how good the defense played.
Oh, yeah.
But as far as Sam's performance, he did say this after the game.
Can't turn the ball over as much as I did today. You know, I'll learn from it, watch the tape, grow from it. Gotta give credit to, you know, the Rams. Obviously, they're a really good defense, really good team. I gotta be better personally. And I know we'll bounce back and learn and grow from this one.
All right, we will learn and grow from this one, but don't you dare say anything bad about Sam Darnold.
No.
Especially if you are Ernest Jones IV. Did you catch his press conference?
No.
So I love this guy. He's just been great on defense for the team, helped turn this team around from last season, and now is signed on to the Hawks for a while, which is fantastic. Somebody brought up Sam Darnold, and Ernest had this to say. He didn't curse just once. He cursed twice.
Oh, wow.
Man, Sam's been balling. Like, if we want to try to define Sam by this game, man, Sam's been had us in every f-ing game. So for him to sit there and say, oh.
At that moment, I'm like, huh? I'm paying more attention.
That's my fault. No, it's not. It was plays that defensively we could have made plays. There were opportunities where we could have got better stops. Yeah, I mean, like, it's football, man. And he's our quarterback. We got his back. And
here's the best part. Are you ready?
Yes.
You got anything to say, quite frankly?
I
love
it. If I didn't already own his jersey, I would have bought his jersey yesterday.
That's fantastic.
Hey, as far as they play again on Sunday, they're going to be taking on the 1-9 Tennessee Titans. So hopefully things get better about that. I know we'll talk more about it later with Mitch Levy. I'm sure we'll also talk about the fact that the Mariners looks like they're signing Josh Naylor. That is awesome news. So at least the Mariners put us in a good mood when it comes to Seattle sports by the end of yesterday. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 53 degrees. It's going to be rainy today. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Of course, we're talking about everybody that's already got their Christmas lights up, but we cannot skip over Thanksgiving.
No.
So much so that we've actually put together the Daily Migs Show's limited edition Thanksgiving t-shirt. And when you buy it in the Rock Shop at KISW.com, you're also supporting the Washington Food Coalition, which is awesome. So go get yourself one, pick some out for the whole family, wear them to your Thanksgiving dinner, order by this Thursday.
Yes.
To have it in time for Thanksgiving next week.
You got anything to say, quite frankly?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This past Friday night, our boy Danny V was back at it, hosting and DJing Emo Night.
On the ones and twos.
Oh, yes.
Making all the kids cry.
And apparently the night wrapped up with you seeing a naked man, Danny.
Okay. It's Capitol Hill on a Friday night. So, like, I expect a lot of things to be happening, right?
Whenever I walk around Capitol Hill and it's after midnight, I know it's an old song, but I always think of it in my head, when the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. Yeah.
Well, it's also funny, too, because, like, there's some nights you get out of Emo Night, there's not a lot of people around. It's kind of, you know, everyone's going home because we go till 2 a.m. Bars close at 2 a.m. So you never know what you're really going to find. This Friday was not that night. I walk outside, and mind you, I'm tired. We've been going since 7 p.m., like, when we start setting everything up, whatnot. And I get out and immediately open the door to start loading my car up with all of our stuff. And there is a 22, 23-year-old guy, and he just falls flat on his face.
There he is. Just falling down.
Blackest asphalt right in his face. Oh. And I was like, oh, and he's right next to my car. And I'm like, oh, God, here we go. So
did you have to crawl over him?
Not no. Crawl,
but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Step over him?
Yeah, pretty much, because we had, like, all these boxes and whatnot. So his friends are, like, trying to help him up, and he is just not having it. He's yelling at them. I don't even know what he was saying. He was just and kind of crying.
Gosh, I do not miss those nights of being out with your friends, and there's always that one friend that just doesn't. That just is just too much when you're drunk.
Well, and so they finally get him up, and I'm like, all right, so we can kind of, like, get our everything loaded, and we get the car loaded, and I turn around, guy's just peeing, and when I say peeing, it's not like, oh, you see his pants getting more wet. No, he had his full-on package out and is just peeing everywhere, kind of walking around. Spinning in circles, it's going everywhere, and I was like, what is happening?
Somebody come to your friend.
See a peeing man.
Oh, no.
Let me say, and I was impressive how long it happened for. It was going on for a good minute.
Quite
I was like,
the stream.
Man,
alcohol does
beer.
That to you.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So were his friends still there while this is going on?
Yes.
That's the moment where I say, you know what, John, you're on your own. I've tried all I can, but your pants are off, and you're in the middle of the street, and I can't do this anymore.
No.
To be fair, they were not trying to wrangle him anymore.
I wouldn't have either if he was doing streams everywhere.
They're standing on the side of the road, kind of just looking at him, and he's just there in the street, like not even in the parking space anymore. He's in the street just doing circles, and it's just going everywhere.
Did you offer him some towels or a napkin?
No, I did not, Steve. Okay. I said, let me get in my car so I can leave, sir.
Was anybody yelling at him, or was it just his friends?
No one was even yelling. Even his friends were yelling. Everyone's just kind of staring like, this is really happening right now.
Oh my God.
I would love to be at his place the next day. No, actually, I don't want to be at his place. I would love to know what happened, though, the conversation with his friends. Because somebody had to be like, hey, Michael, what the hell were you thinking last night?
We're not going out with you again.
We need to figure out your drinking problem because you took your pants off and you went number one all over the streets of Capitol Hill.
No cops around. No, like, even, like, the bar staff at Newmont. Because it wasn't, to be fair, I don't think this man was at Emo Night. He was not, I think he was just at one of the other bars and just happened to end up by Newmont.
Yeah, don't claim him.
Because
all
of us were like, I don't even know who this guy is.
And Emo kids pee their pants. They don't ever take it out.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah.
That's the thing, right? Because Fall Out Boy did it once.
And one in a music video is great.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Do you remember the last time that you saw somebody that wasn't someone you knew naked?
I would say one of the most memorable times I saw somebody I didn't know naked was on a little cruise boat in Bellingham Bay, up in Bellingham. And it was cruising kind of like near the, like, the side of the kind of like the coastline or whatever you want to call it, right at the edge of the beach. And there were people completely naked tanning on this like big rock formation. And uh-huh. I don't think that they knew. I think they thought they were in kind of like a secluded place. Like, oh, no one can really see us.
So
and then
this
cruise boat comes by and there's like three, four guys and gals just completely head to toe naked. And I'm like, this is fantastic.
Did you wave?
Of course. Did Everybody was waving.
Did they wave back?
Yes.
I think at that point you just have to own it.
You do. You got to own it. And apparently there used to be a nude beach up in Bellingham called Teddy Bear Beach or Teddy Bear Cove or something like that. So these people were kind of upholding the tradition of long ago. I kind of respected it.
That's hilarious.
What about you?
It was Hawaii. The last time we went to Hawaii, we had both my wife and I had a very bad situation when it came to like one of the public bathrooms. So we were at a restaurant and it was one of those like strip mall type places where like six different establishments shared the same bathroom. It was an outdoor bathroom, but it was like you had to have a key. So my wife had to use the bathroom. They hand her the key. She comes back. She's like, I'm not using it. I'm like, well, what's wrong? She's like, I went in there and it was just disgusting. I was like, okay, well, I have to go and I don't care. So give me the key. So I take the key. Apparently, from the time that she went to the time I was heading that way, someone else already got in it because, again, multiple establishments have keys to this restaurant. I mean, to this restroom. So I didn't even think anything of it. I just went straight to the bathroom, unlocked the door, opened it, and right at that moment, I realized I should have knocked.
Oh, no.
Because there's a dude just sitting there. And I mean, it's like that moment where time stood still and you felt like it was an eternity. It's probably like 2 seconds, long enough for him to go, hey, man, using it.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh. Closed the door, locked it for him because, you know, I'm a good guy like that. Went back to the thing and I'm like, I'm just going to hold it.
Did you make eye contact with that guy?
Yes.
Ah, that's the worst.
And he's sitting there. So that makes it extra worse. Oh. But you see everything.
Lucky you.
Lucky us.
The Daily Mix Show.
All right, what about you? 206-803-ROCK. Do you remember the last time that you saw someone you didn't know totally naked? Call now, 206-803-ROCK, and tell us about that time you witnessed nudity. We'll take those calls after Nirvana. Do you remember the last time you saw someone you didn't know naked? 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, the number to text. Patrick, you are in Mukilteo this morning. Do you remember the last time you saw someone you didn't know naked?
Yeah, I was working night crew at QFC in Mukilteo and just finishing up the night, and I looked down the aisle, and there was some lady buck naked. and it was like early, like this time of the year, pouring down rain, cold. I guess I ducked behind a stack of water because I was so surprised because everyone on the night crew was watching it on the security tape after we, you know, called the ambulance and had the cops come up.
So do you... Yeah, I never see that on Sunday mornings when we go shopping at the Fred Meyer. Like, that doesn't happen. Do you remember what section she was in? Was she like in the produce section or what was going on in her world?
She was on like the beer aisle. Like,
oh, yeah, that makes sense. Like
the refrigerated beer aisle.
Yeah.
Did she have to
keep the party going.
Did she have her clothes in her hand or anything like that? Or was she just, did
no,
she have a purse? Like,
no, she had nothing on. No shoes, no socks.
Wait, did she walk in that way?
She did.
I mean, I'm sure she was having some sort of a, you know, crisis, but...
Well, she needed clothes. She went to the wrong store, though.
Thanks, Patrick.
Wow.
You betcha.
I have a question. Did Brad attend Nude Stock back in the Bob Rivers?
No,
he said, Bob Rivers.
He said, I'm not interested in that, Bob. Bob offered to send a limo to pick Brad up to go to Nude Stock. Brad said no.
Because someone said one word, Nude Stock. It was so weird when the shuttle brought us to the event from the parking lot and all of us on the shuttle were fully clothed, but nobody walking around were. Everybody was very naked. It was very surreal.
I can't even imagine. I guess if everybody is doing the same thing, it would make it far less weird. But still, I think, I don't know how long it would take me to get comfortable with the situation.
If I was going to do Nude Stock, I wouldn't want to be the first person to show up to the event. I'd be like, you know what? Let's just be about 15, 20 minutes late. So that way there's a few other naked people and I can assess the situation.
100%.
Like, all right, they look just as bad as I will naked. Okay, I'll do it.
206-803-ROCK. Joe, good morning. You're on I-5. We want to know about that last time you saw someone you didn't know naked.
Oh, it's a bad one. I probably shouldn't tell you, but I'm scarred already, so I might as well share it.
Let's go.
we're leaving, me and three of my coworkers went out to Dick's on Broadway for lunch, and we're leaving there, and one of the guys in the car says, hey, wait a minute, look at that dude over there. His tallywhacker's hanging out. So I look over, and sure enough, there's a couple walking down the street, and one's dressed normally, the other one's dressed perfectly, except the only thing he's not wearing is any pants or any underwear, and just walking down the street.
Like Donald Duck?
The worst part is, I didn't even see it until my coworker said, hey, look at that. Like, why did you tell me to look?
Well, you could have kept that to yourself.
If someone has to suffer, we all should have to suffer. That's... So did he just misread the assignment when it comes to, like, he went there for a burger? It's not for... They're not telling you to show that. They're They just want you to enjoy a deluxe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. Also, I love that he used the term tallywhacker.
That's a great word. I feel like we need to use it more.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think you could beat Steve Miggs this morning? The man with 357 wins, 124 losses, that's and right. 102 ties. He's very proud of that.
I am.
206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 650.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.